We're talking about what's your weird hype up song. As JD writes on Post-its, puts it on his bathroom mirror, and basically bullies himself into, you know, I don't know, this gets you all hyped up. Like, no, I will gain 3 pounds this week.
Yeah, it was from this guy, a retired Navy SEAL. His name's David Goggins. He goes viral for, like, these motivational things.
And his whole thing is not, like, positive energy. He literally degrades himself. But, like, you could never do that.
No, yeah, it wouldn't work with me, but to each their own.
It wouldn't work with me.
Yeah.
It works for JD,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it does.
Look at you.
Yeah, I know. Look at me go. So, yeah, you have to put up a Post-it or Post-its. You do put your goals on the right-hand side, but, yeah, the left-hand side's a little rougher.
What is your weird hype up? We got Angie in Surprise who says she has a secret formula about being a mom. What you got, Angie?
So I got to give you a little context. My husband travels a lot for work. He's out of town. He's in town. He's a mess. And I have 3 kids. And I have a job. And I work from home. And it's just so hard. It's so hard. I can't even tell you. So
right.
I sometimes just need a minute. So
sounds like you need one right now. I'll be honest with you.
Sounds like you need more than a minute.
I kind of do. But that's just because of this other mom and her nonsense. But it's fine. Oh. So I basically just, I go into my special room, which is my car. And I just scream. I scream at my kids. I'll scream at this mom. I'll scream at my husband. Whatever's making me mad. Uh-huh. I just yell and scream and swear and all the things. Get it out. And then I come back into the house and I feel really refreshed. And I'm like, okay. I can be calm. I just got to get it out.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You have an exorcism. Good for you.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like, these are the things that kind of worry me about becoming a mom is just you never really get that alone time anymore. You never get that silence, that peace. So if and when it happens for me, I'm taking note just to scream in my car at everything that's frustrating me.
Yeah. Well, you'll get alone time once they start doing activities. But if you have 3, then, you know, it's kind of longer amount of time.
Yeah. And this mom that's pissing you off, I'm really interested. You keep bringing it up. Like, well, what's going on with this mom you're having beef with?
She's very judgmental. She's one of those, like, type A. She's got, like, a label maker attached to her hip. You know what I mean?
Okay. Exactly. <It's, laughs> Is this mom your mom? Or
No, it's okay. Not my mom.
It's just another mother on the block. Gotcha. Oh, wow.
Another
so.
Mother. Oh, she is.
Okay, so your weird hype up is you go to your car, you start screaming to get you hyped up to be their mom. Now, how often do you do this a week?
At least 2 or 3.
2 or 3.
It's juggling all this stuff.
Yeah.
Imagine your life without kids, how much happier you would be. It's just so good. It's got to feel so good, right? Sienna?
I feel like this is the hardest time, and then once I get, like, they're all little. Like, everyone is little in my house. Once they get bigger, then I feel like I can have a little more me time. You get a little more space. I've seen it in friends of mine, like, the difference between having little kids and older kids. It's remarkable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're just in the trenches right now.
I'm in the trenches. Yeah.
Once they learn how to wipe their own butts, it gets a lot easier.
Tell me about it. Yeah. We're waiting for the last one to wipe his own butt.
Yeah.
Once the last one wipes his own butt, we're good to go.
Yeah. It's tough when they're little. You got this, man. You got this. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes. All right. Well, are you going to get a yell on after this, or were we your scream room crying out in the vent?
This was actually really therapeutic, talking to you guys.
Okay.
You're welcome.
This is good.
Yeah. Every other week, call us to vent.
Okay.
I've been there.
If you want to hear about, let's just call this other mom Barb. Let's call her Barb.
Barb.
I know a bad Barb.
Yeah. Why don't we save Barb for 2 weeks? And you call us back with Barb's story in a couple of weeks. How's
with the
that?
Tea.
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
All right, love. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.